Rats. Gallwn cwc bilach da diwt ŵwn ag yn bergam. Gallwn cwc da. Ŵwn ag at gasi, dwi'n gallu gasi.
No, ni. Ŵwn ag at yma gyda sy'ch ei gwn ag. Dwi'n
dwi'n
dwi'n dwi'n dwi'n dwi'n dwi'n dwi'n dwi'n
He thinks, well, with the Yupik people, the mice were considered good animals. And we lohoi chow lachtut. That means te lachpaglu.
Ye, te lachpaglu. Tamago to masi. Yaka tang stakam yu. Yung hukchen wagon kaka mga seed lach.
And she said the only thing about the mice are the lemmings with the long tails. If a lemming went across your path, again, that's a sign of death within your family. Yeah. Tuku yut mi yut kainganun pehkaun rikata.
Tuku yut huk psok mamun yukwane. Wahkawat cayungan mereka singgah tua peningan, sukanya kita kahmat untuk wahkasinya, tak untuk kita kanal kah.
Boys and girls, she said, if a daddy long leg doesn't go on your body anymore, that has a significant meaning. If a daddy long leg goes on your body, that means you're going to have a nice long life. And she said a long time ago there was this elder who was dying. A daddy long leg wouldn't go on that person anymore because that person, she said, because daddy long legs stink, they smell death. And if a person is gonna die, daddy long legs will not go on that person that smells like death. Is there another question? Hillary?
Have you ever seen a shaman?
Remember they talked about a shaman. She's seen one. Are there any other questions that we might have missed? Yeah?
Why do people throw you?
The raven.
Why do ravens tell you through
their... Do look at when you come up to Scott. She said the ravens fly around, but if somebody's gonna die, she said if somebody within a household is gonna die, a raven will get a piece of the ground, fly over that house and drop a piece of dirt over the house and somebody in that house will die. She said a long time ago people were told not to be mean to ravens because they have bad spirits and they'll get even with you. He said the ravens know what you do all the time.
Ilatung,
And the ravens also know what other animals do. I think we have most of the questions taken care of. Yeah. Cats? In the old days when they were young, cats were very scarce. They were brought in by the white people. So she started laughing because they knew they didn't have any cats. He said in the old days the Eskimos didn't have very much. They didn't have the material riches that we have today. They only wore a lot of fur clothing because they couldn't buy store-bought clothes. Are you kids through with questions? Because they're ready, huh? She said, Mr. Akuwak, is that your relative? When he was in the hospital, he seen two little men, two little people. When Mr. Akuwak was in the hospital, he was looking out the window and he seen these two little, a little married couple, two little people about 2 feet tall, and one, the wife had the baby in its back, and she said it, the two little people, one went under a truck that was parked, and he kept watching for the little people to come out, and he spent a long time there trying to see them come out, and they never did come back out from under that. She said, my dad's younger sisters, Matrona and Natalia, when they were younger, they were playing by the fish cache, and right on the fish cache, right in front of it, they started screaming. His mother came running out to look to see what the girls were screaming about, and she said the girls were saying they seen a little person. So people do see little men. January
18th,
She said, if you want to see a little chingsik, a little man, during January 18th, Russian Orthodox people believe that little people come out from under the ground on January 18th. You go into the maqi and fill a white basin with water and use a mirror, and he said, can you see one? Huh? But the maqi has to be totally dark. Yeah, they said that's all they have. Can you thank them for answering your questions? They need to go home and cook. Yeah.